Going back to the sales process, kind of spin back around, we talked about a marketing plan. Now getting back into that sales process, I forgot I had a couple of questions on that coming up that I wrote down. Kind of can you, on an initial call with someone or with a prospect, kind of real quick, Randy, just kind of give me a 1, 2, 3, you know, maybe step process that you see as the sales process on a call with a you know, a new client or somebody like that you're trying to, a lead or somebody.
Okay. You know, once you're sitting down in the customer's office, you've had the chance to, and again, we'll follow the process through with LifeKey. You've now illustrated what an electronic file looks like. You've transitioned, and what you want to do, the way I look at it, and what I found to be most effective, is to first engage the customer in a process that I call self-discovery. Customers do not like to be manipulated, especially with open-ended questions that are so obvious to somebody. It's like, you know, you idiot, why did you ask such a question? Are you a moron or something? You know, they want to know, they want to kind of self-discover things, and I think the idea of transitioning into seeing a file to a conversation about how this could impact your business, you're engaging that customer in self-discovery. The second step you're going to want to do is uncover the obstacles. You know, let's find out right off the get-go, is there a problem that's insurmountable that would cause me to say I don't want to go further with this relationship? Third is, and the last part of it, is then to schedule a meeting to demo the software and possibly get back, you know, that meeting in turn, you know, should lead to another meeting that actually, you know, provides them with a quote where you're trying to consummate the sale. But during that first initial call, it would be the self-discovery, uncovering the obstacles, and then ending with scheduling a time to get back into the demo. When you engage a customer in self-discovery, what you're trying to find out is and share with them is, you know, what will a document imaging system do for them? And you might approach it with a question along these lines, you know, what advantages do you see if none of your employees had to get up from the desk, go to the file cabinet, look for a document, and later refile it, but instead can find and view that document in seconds from the desktop PC. You know, and then I would be quiet and let him start filling in the blanks, okay? And you know where you want to go with this. So, you know, if he's having a little bit of a hard time, you can provide some guidance. We know, for an example, that within an office environment, you're going to save somebody 15 to 25% of their time. Now, we've seen situations where we've saved 65 to 70% of a person's time, or even with a filing clerk, almost 100% of their time. But you want them to kind of conceptualize, oh, this is going to save time, and we know that based on our lease of $200 a month for a lease, if the office was large enough, you could replace, and we're assuming here a 15% efficiency increase, you could replace three full-time employees for every 20 employees that they have on staff. That has a dramatic impact on a business's bottom line. The idea that I can replace three people that I'm paying $25,000, $30,000 a year or whatever to for, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month, that is incredible.
Well, I'd like to add something to that, too.
Sure.
In that self-discovery mode, when you're talking to the new prospect, they typically will reveal their pain points once they discover, wait a minute, oh, this electronic file, you know, what it could do for my customer service or my accounting department is amazing. And they'll start to uncover their pain points. They're like, you know, right now our customer service department has to put our customers on hold or call them back to go pull a file, or even if they can find it. You know, and a lot of folks in the medical clinic, they'll say, yeah, you know, well, we have to pull your patient's records ahead of time, and we can't find a record. We have to tell everybody to stop what they're doing and get the whole clinic, the whole staff, everybody to try to find this record, come find out, you know, on the doctor's desk or something. So they tend to reveal pain points and where their pain lies dealing with paper records.
Absolutely right. And it's during that process that you're kind of guiding them and finding out what the pain points, that you should have a pad of paper and a pencil out, and you should be jotting down notes. You know, don't try to remember everything. You want to, you know, okay, this is what this person said as a pain point, because when you come back at a later time, you're going to want to identify that, this, you know, solve that problem. And so, you know, you have the increase of efficiency, productivity. You know, obviously, you have some cost savings with the elimination of having to have file cabinets and that type of thing. Customer service, Aaron, as you said, is a huge one, because, you know, a typical follow-up question might be, you know, when you have customers calling you, you know, the only reason they call you is they can't find the information, so they're turning to you for help. How many customers can you help on the first phone call without having to put them on hold? And that number would typically be anywhere from 1 to 5%, but the best at 5%. With document imaging, you could take that number up to, you know, 90% plus. And, you know, businesses are concerned about their customers. So that would be, you know, you're kind of identifying their pain, having them self-discover that. But then when you go into the next stage, which is uncover their obstacles, you know, why wouldn't he do this? What are the barriers? Maybe you looked at a document imaging system before and felt that it was too expensive. And I come right out with a question, just, you know, don't pull your punches. Just say, why wouldn't you put in a document imaging system? In other words, you know, what are the barriers that you see in putting in such an electronic filing system into your company? And, you know, they're going to be straightforward with you, because your initial interview is now kind of turned into a work session. Nobody asks business owners, CFOs, CEOs, you know, what are their problems? You know, they come in and start talking about solutions before they ever find out what the problems are. All you're trying to do is say, okay, self-discovery, and now you haven't done it today. Why haven't you done it today? Or, you know, what do you see as, you know, being the barriers of doing such a thing? And I'll give you an example of some of the things that can uncover during the pain obstacle problem. We put a system in for a company. Their pain point, when I went in and called on them, was the week before they just scrapped $20,000 worth of work. And the reason they did that is they drilled a hole in the wrong place. They were working off of an old drawing rather than the new updated drawing, where the hole got moved over a quarter of an inch. And the result was they scrapped $20,000 worth of work. Now, that paid for the document imaging system. And, you know, what we found out was this particular business was scrapping almost $250,000 worth of work on an annual basis, because they had old blueprints and that type of thing. And when we talked and put in the document imaging the system, the whole discussion was that your engineering department can now control, so that they can only look at the most recent document. The other documents will be excluded from them so that they can't see them. And it was about 2 years after we had put that system in that I happened to be down having a conversation with them, and they said that they had taken their scrap rate down after the first year to, I believe the number was just under $10,000. They still had some scrap going on, but going from $250,000 down to $10,000 is a huge, huge savings. And that's something that you would necessarily go in and approach somebody on, but because you're, you know, listening to them and finding out what their pain is, you found out where their problem was, and you were able to, you know, come up with a solution. And so they're going to tell you, we looked at it before, it was too complicated, our people are not technically competent, it was way too expensive, whatever it is, they're going to let you know what that barrier is so that you can then address that as, you know, you get back.
Yeah, one thing I like.
Hey, Randy, oh, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I just wanted to say one thing. The word pain kept coming up, and one of the things that I think about that the system brings with it is the fact that, on the positive side, that ensuring people that, you know, this process we're talking about of transitioning you from a paper laden company to a electronic is very painless. And the fact is that, you know, you're going to be able to do it, you're going to be able to handle it, and it's not going to cause any kind of hiccups in your workflow, and you can ease into it, and you can work into it, and it, you know, it's not that negative of other document imaging systems that some of them seem. Because, I mean, you walk in and they say, oh, I've been through 5 different document imaging systems, and I don't want anything to do with it. Okay, well, okay, that's fine. Now, take a look at this and tell me if this is painless or not, you know.
You actually touched on the point I was getting ready to make, is that sometimes the obstacle may be, I already have a document imaging system, and it's mm-hmm. crap, or we can't stand it, or we don't use it. And to be honest with, for us, at Document Imaging Solutions, you know, we have a second-generation system that's superior to the older first-generation stuff that people have had, you know, problems with.
Right.
And so that kind of goes into, you know, document imaging in general is a benefit, but when you have the right document imaging system, it's an even better benefit. But almost 25% of our business at Document Imaging Solutions over the last 10 years has been the replacement of other document imaging systems, the old first generation thing.
Mm-hmm.
So 25% of the time when we're talking to prospects, or 25% of our actual business that we have on books, if you look at it, it's like 23.5, like almost 24. I usually say 25, almost 25. But if you look at it over the last 10 years, we're usually going in and replacing some other system that they weren't happy with or it's antiquated. So you may run into that as an obstacle. They're like, oh, I already have a system. We can't stand it. It costs too much, or, you know, we're not going to put in, you know, spend more money to put in another one, or it changed our business process, or we had to, you know, change what we do to that technology. And that's where you're going to get into more refined, that the DIS imaging system or our technology is superior to what you're used to, and you'll have to, you know, move forward from there. You know, try to say, well, if I could show you that we're better than what you've put in, it's cheaper, more cost effective, or we could replace what you currently have. If I could show you that there's a better way, you know, would you do it?
And one of the lines that I found effective is that I told people I can change the way you do business without changing the way you do business.
That's a good one. I like
very
that.
Good. I like yeah. that. I like that. Yeah. Hey, you know, what you're looking to do is, and I'm looking at the time here, so we got to wrap up. So I want to just make one last point that can conclude this. And then, you know, Aaron, we've kind of gone, and I'm not sure that we're going to get much in the way of additional questions in, but I would end up saying to the customer, if I could show you the way to put a system in that's, number one, cost effective, in other words, you're going to save more money than you spend, two, has a learning curve under an hour so that everybody will be experts using the system in less time than it takes you to learn a copy machine. Three, can be installed and rolled out in a half a day so it doesn't require IT support time. You know, would you be open to take an hour to evaluate such a system? And at that point, I'm looking to get a commitment for a meeting to come back and actually demo the system where the stage has been set. So, we're nearing the hour, but